Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Chris Jameson, welcome back to Pittsburgh.
Hello, good to be back.
Pittsburgh native, you've had some adventures recently.
A contender
on The Voice, which is a television program of some note.
Yep.
Where you killed it, man.
Thank you very much.
I was jamming to Velvet on the way over. I have got like 6 hours on the road for Thanksgiving travel coming up this week. You and me, buddy, I've got your playlist on.
I'm glad I could be a part of it.
You're blowing up iTunes. You've made quite a career. So, I mean, how has that experience changed your projected life
path? No, I mean, it's been great. It's definitely, my life's taken a turn for a different route, but it's not a bad thing. I think it's the path that I kind of always wanted to go, but I was always afraid to kind of go that path because it was kind of like the unknown or whatever. But it's been good. I've now focused all on music. I was in school before The Voice, so now I'm just, I'm back and forth to LA and New York and recording and trying to put new music out and trying to continue moving forward and moving up in the music world, I guess.
Well, you did sign with a record label.
Yes,
after
Republic
The Voice,
Records.
Right?
Yeah.
So, are we going to see an album soon? Is that something
coming
down the road?
Yeah. Right now, we're just focusing on getting one song out. But then the idea is to do like an EP, which would be just like five songs, and then a full album after that. So, kind of work our way up.
So, how do you put together an album? Is it just like you saying to the producers, "Hey, these are five of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
I kind of just want to do these," or are there people, you know, saying, "Hey, you should do this," or "We want to write this for you"?
It's kind of like it's pretty much a combination of everything. It's a mixture of things that I like, ideas that I have, along with ideas that different producers or writers will have, and then just a lot of collaboration and working together. And I think for me, the biggest thing is trying to find, because on the show we sing a lot of cover songs and we're trying to figure out what type of music we should be singing. And then now after the show, kind of building my original voice and how I want people to perceive me aside from just singing cover songs every week. So it's been a little bit of an adjustment, but it's been fun trying to figure that out and trying to, see musically what I can create that's different but still new and, fresh. And it's been fun. I love it.
Now, from the show, Adam Levine was your coach, I think.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Did he leave any lasting influences with you?
Yeah, I mean, he was great. The biggest thing for me was the first part of the show, I was super nervous and kind of enclosed, and I didn't really know how to act or whatever. But throughout the show, as we went on the lives and everything, he kind of brought this performer, entertainer quality out of me that I knew was always in there, but I was afraid to kind of just, relax and be free on
the nerves
stage, especially
would
exactly
kill me.
Yeah,
the suspense every week going through that,
not
with
forgetting
the
words. It's very scary.
And you didn't know the outcomes, beforehand or anything.
No.
I mean, it was really, the
live
voting
and
things. The stress, it would have taken 5 years off my life.
Yeah.
But you're like all calm, cool, and collected here. You look like you came out of it for the better.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, like the way that I viewed it was, I never, like throughout the whole process, I never got my hopes up. I didn't want to like be like, oh, I'm going to win the whole thing and then be tragically let down because of so many people. How many people are, a part of that show and try out for that show? And so I went through each level just being like, hey, I made it to the blinds. I'm on one episode of TV. That'd be so awesome. And then it kind of just like spiraled into being in the finale, and then it was over before I knew it. So,
see, you've got a fan base now.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's awesome, because before I had like 900 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
Nobody really knew who I was or cared, and I was just getting into like the whole social media thing too. And then towards the end of the show, it was like 112,000 Twitter followers, which is kind of, it's weird, because then like when you're posting to Twitter before you have a lot of followers, you're just like posting whatever you want. And then whenever you go to post something on Twitter now, it's like, oh shoot,
people are watching every word.
Yep. But it's cool. It's nice to know that people kind of appreciate what you've done, and they've really been, especially the people that are following now, have been there from the beginning. So they've been a part of my journey with me, and hopefully they'll just continue to follow me throughout the rest of my career.
So are people going nuts like when you sing and like screaming at girls and everything?
It's cool. It was weird to get used to, like, to come home, and I came home from the show. And it was like Christmas time, so me and my girlfriend went to the mall, and we're walking around the mall, and I didn't think about it, because I don't feel any different than I did before I went on the show. I'm just the same normal average guy or whatever. And so I went to the mall, and like all these people are like coming up to me like, hey, can I get a picture? And it was like weird at first, because I didn't know how to react to those situations, because I'd never been in those situations. So I'm like, at first I was like, yeah, why do you want a picture? And then I had to like remember, Chris, you were, you know, the show, and people watched you. And it was weird, because when you're out in LA, you're in like this bubble, and you're so focused on the show, and you forget that so many people are watching the show. And so it was so cool to come home and meet everyone that voted, and, you know, see how excited they were to, you know, whatever, see me or meet me. And it was weird, and it's still weird, but it's nice. It's cool.
Well, it's a very humble attitude to have about it. That's nice to see. And do you still consider Pittsburgh your home?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I even though I spent a lot of time in L.A. on the show, and now I go back and forth to there, still Pittsburgh for me. It's like the place I can come home and just, like, unwind and relax. And it's not as busy as L.A. is, and it's just nice to be home.
I keep listening for a Pittsburgh accent. You've done well.
Yeah, I know. I'm not accent, picking it up. Right? People out in LA tell me that I have some sort of an accent. I don't know if it's like the way that I end my I don't know what it is, but I was like, yeah, why do you talk like that or whatever? And I'm like, why do you talk like that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't hear anything different about it.
Because, you know, I was listening to it in your recordings that I downloaded from iTunes.
There you go.
I'm listening for that Yinzer twang in there, you know. Like,
no, I don't think I have too much of one.
I think maybe we need a pop star out there that's got a little bit of a, you know, could you, what's hot now? Oh, the Adele song.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Hello, it's me from the other side.
There you go.
What do you think of that song?
You can do it. You can go on the show and do that.
You think? You think I have what it takes to go on the voice?
Yeah, of course.
What's one thing about that experience you think most people don't know from watching it?
That there's a lot of parts and a lot of people involved with the entire show. It's not as simple as just going on stage and auditioning and then leaving the stage. There's a lot that goes on, as far as like, you know, all the interviews that you do and all the rehearsals and the fact that everything. It looks like it's just like, oh, this is just part of Chris's day. He woke up and had a rehearsal, then he went home. But really, it's this whole day that we have of from 5 a.m. until midnight, where we're just constantly having rehearsals and interviews and working on stage and off stage. And once you get to live shows, too, you have 5 days to put together, to learn a whole new song, put together a performance, choreograph it and everything. And so it's a lot of work, but at the same exact time, like, it's the most fun that anyone could have. Like, waking up at 5 a.m. is the easiest thing to do when you're on The Voice, because you're just so excited to be there and so pumped. And
well, if it were me, that remains to be seen. Yeah. I just got up 5 minutes ago and I slept in this so that I could be on time. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But you started out here in Pittsburgh with the CLO, right?
Yeah, well, I started in fifth grade. When I was young, I was in a group called the North Star Kids, which is just a performing group, Broadway standards and stuff like that. And that was kind of like my first taste of being on stage and performing in front of people. And then from there, I went on to be a part of the Pittsburgh CLO, and I did the Mini Stars, and then I also took classes there. I did that all throughout high school. And then when I went to college, I kind of decided to, instead of focus, I'd done so much musical theater that I kind of wanted to focus on my own sound, my own voice, because I noticed in the musical theater classes I would try to like sing a lot of pop songs, or I'd sing like a lot of Jersey Boys and all of those pop musicals.
Play to your strengths.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what the lesson is to take away from
it. And that's what I love to sing. So I knew that like musical theater probably wasn't like the thing that I should be doing. So I went to school just for business. I was studying business marketing, and then I was playing shows at bars and restaurants on the weekends, just cover songs. And I never really expected to. My plan was just to graduate college and I will get a job, and then I'll play music on the weekends, and it'll just be like a side.
So you were playing it safe, getting a degree in what were your major?
Marketing, business.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now the you know, the music has, I think, taken over. So you still are pursuing that degree?
Yeah, but I actually, it's funny, I just started, I was like halfway through my business degree whenever I left to do The Voice. So I just started online schooling. So I've been starting that this past week. And yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to, I want to make sure I finish that, but I also realize that music is now my primary focus. And
sorry, pal.
Yeah,
we want that album.
It is what it is. So, but and I'm cool with that. I love it.
I have to imagine that, you know, that business and marketing sense could help you. You know.
Yeah, I think too. Like on The Voice, you obviously were singing songs and everything, but you learn a lot as far as television, the business side of things, legal aspects of everything, and there's a lot of meetings that you have with different lawyers and things like that. So it was an all around like good learning experience. I said if I go back to school, this better count as like an internship.
Oh, I think something. You can arrange that. And if not, just sing for them.
Yeah.
The golden voice, you'll win them over, I'm sure. But the holidays are approaching here in our fair town of Pittsburgh, and you will be performing here at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony for the Holiday Pops this year.
Yeah, super excited.
Will this be your first time on the stage at Heinz Hall?
Yeah, first time in a long time. I was on the Heinz Hall stage for the Pops concert they did with Marvin Hamlisch. I was in the North Star Kids, and we sang with him on Heinz Hall stage. That was my first time, but that was like 10, 12.
It's a bit of a different situation in which you're returning.
And I'll be by myself. Not by myself, but it'll be me like front and center with the symphony behind me. So it'll be just a cool, I don't even know what to expect yet, but
I'm looking
forward to it.
That's got to be a great feeling back in your hometown on stage like that in front of, I'm sure it's going to be a great audience. A lot of folks here know you and a fantastic concert. So it's like come full circle for you.
Yeah, it's weird because I'm doing the parade. The Pittsburgh Holiday Parade on Saturday, and the Mini Stars are performing before me. So it'll be kind of weird to see, like, oh, that's where I started, and now this is where I'm currently
that's a
at.
Zen
and,
sort of thing there. Yeah. I hope you're, you know, going to really stop and observe that. Write a poem or a haiku about it. That's like one of those things.
I'll write a song about it. There you go.
There,
There you go.
I'll only take 5% for that idea.
Sounds good.
But I'm recalling now, I think last year, they declared December 3rd Chris Jameson Day in Pittsburgh. You got a key to the city.
I did. And it's funny, I was cleaning my bookshelf out the other day, and I had my, I don't know if it's called a certificate or the document that states that it's December 3rd, and I pulled it out, and I went to my mom. I was like, look at this. Like, we need to make sure we celebrate.
Right, it's coming
up. What are we going to do on December 3rd? Because it's Chris Jameson Day.
What are you going to do? Do you have any ideas?
I don't know yet. I'm going to start planning it out, though. I think, I don't know, be some sort of cake involved in the day?
Oh yeah, I mean that's a given.
Obviously,
I
you have
assumed
to have,
that
you have to have cake on that day. But I don't know what else. What do you do on Chris Jameson Day?
What did you do with the actual key they gave you?
They didn't give me a key.
They didn't. They said they gave you a key, but it was more.
It's like a symbolic thing.
Oh.
Like I have the key to. So technically, I can do anything I want on December 3rd, right? Like I have the key to the city, so I can unlock any door.
All right. Well, let's say that that's possible. I mean, what would you do? What do you enjoy doing around town? Restaurants, culturally?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably go to, if there's a Penguins game that day, I'll go to the Penguins game.
Hockey fan?
I'll unlock the back door and go in the back.
Well, now we're just talking really about things you could do legally. Like, basically, what do you like to do in Pittsburgh?
No,
you're not
going to
get arrested for.
I enjoy, I'm a big family guy, so I just like hanging out with my family and being at home and spending time with them. But I don't know, I'd probably go to dinner, some nice fancy restaurant.
Well, on the subject of family, I think you're part of a triplet.
I'm a triplet.
So you've got two twins out there.
That's
wild.
Two girls and me, and then I have an older brother and a younger sister.
So. Any other musical talent in your family, or are you the
My sister sings, and she's actually really good. And she's very comfortable. She looks very comfortable on stage, but I guess that she just doesn't like it as much, or she gets more nervous than she's weird though, because she looks like she's super comfortable, but I guess she's super nervous.
Yeah,
it's the weirdest thing, because I always thought she was better than me at performing. But
she's got to go through that voice ringer.
Yeah, like now she's gonna go
Adam
through
Levine's
that.
Gotta you know put her through the training there.
Exactly.
So there may be a future.
Yeah, maybe
there indeed.
I always said it'd be cool if like all three of us could sing. Like that'd be like a shoe-in.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Like, triplets, and they can all sing great.
Right. We haven't
perfect
seen
harmonies.
That since like the 30s and 40s, like the Andrews sisters, like those family trios, the Von Trapps. You know,
that'd
we
got to so
bring
cool.
that back too.
Yeah. Yeah. But the third one, she can't sing at all, so that wouldn't.
Well, there's your business manager then.
Yeah.
You know, you need somebody in the wings that's.
I'm not sure I'd have her manage us either. I she can come along for the ride. I'm not sure what I'd put her in charge of, but
what are y'all doing for Thanksgiving? Getting together, eating like most
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, it's gonna be at our house this year. The whole family will come down and be relaxing, fun. I don't have to cook. I don't usually cook. I help.
Right. Well, we all have our strengths.
I assist. Yeah. So cut the bread for stuffing. You can't really screw that up.
And I imagine they're all going to come see the Pops concert.
Yeah, a lot of my mom's already. She's got like a whole spreadsheet of when she's going to come and the tickets she needs to get and who's coming on what day. And so she's very excited for it.
And there's a lot of opportunities to see it. We'll have the dates and the website, you know, listed after the interview here. So there's really no reason not to see this. You're on there with a lot of great performers. Of course, the Symphony Orchestra, the Three Rivers Ringers will be there as well, directed by Nancy Lutz, who was a guest on this show last year.
Oh, yeah?
I learned all about handbell. Right?
There
You're going
to
love
it. I'd love to learn about handbells.
Yeah.
I think I used to play, I didn't used to play them, but in music class, we did like a handbell thing one time. It's kind of a lot harder than
you've got to,
coordinating
it's
all
timing.
Of it and knowing,
because if you mess up, it's not like, you know, you've got that one or two notes to play, and you've got to be there and be on it. And I found out the hard way, you know, I said, hey, what's your biggest bell? Because she gave me this little handbell to practice with. Honest to God, this thing's like the size of a tuba, and somebody rings it. I'm usually there
like with a mallet.
Yeah. Okay. I'm picturing somebody with like a giant hand is like bong. You know?
Yeah.
But they put on a good show too. Awesome. So I'm looking forward to seeing them perform with you as well. So what's next coming up down the road for you? You talked about maybe trying to release some new music. Yeah. You know,
that's kind of that's the goal right now, is just to kind of start figuring out. Well, we've been figuring out kind of what my original sound is and how I want to be perceived by the world as Chris Jameson, as opposed to Chris Jameson from The Voice and everything. So we've been focusing on that and just getting new music out. I think that 2016 is going to be a big year as far as like moving forward and touring and putting new music out and just kind of starting to take that next step to you know, whatever is in the unknown at this point.
So it's
a
really formative transitional time for you. That's really going to be exciting.
Yeah, that's what we've been this whole year, because the show ended, it'll be almost a year in like the second week of December. It'll be a year in the second week of December. So this year has been kind of like the planning and figuring out and coming down from that TV show high that you have whenever you're, because I mean it was nuts. We came home from the show and it was Christmas, and then I just was sitting at home, and I found myself like pacing around the house because I was so used to like waking up at 6 and then not going to bed till midnight and like having something to do every single hour.
Wow.
And then I come home and I'm just like looking around, wondering what I should be doing. So that was a transition, but now I'm kind of figuring it all out, and I think that next year will be a great year. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. So do you like gotta have a gimmick, as they say? You know, like you're talking about trying to establish, you know, how you want to be perceived by the world. I might think, hey, aren't I just enough? You know, what you see is what you get. Or do you really kind of have to have something like, I don't know, like Lady Gaga putting on a meat dress or something like that? Do you need something visual, some sort of pizzazz?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think for me, it's just like musically, it's the biggest thing, because I've never really known where I fit musically, because I love like the older style of music and kind of throwing, like on the show I did Georgia, and even with the symphony I'm gonna sing Georgia.
Yeah.
And so I love that type of music, but then I also love the current pop, Nick Jonas, Justin Timberlake type of thing. So I think any way that we can kind of mesh those two worlds together, it's been more difficult than I expected, but I don't know, just trying to figure out musically what I want to sound like.
Well, I think if anybody can mesh those two together successfully, it is you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And we'll
hopefully
get a taste of that at the Holiday Pops.
You will, yeah.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Favorite Christmas song? Right now, it's probably This Christmas. This Christmas by
Is that a newer one?
Yeah.
I'm still listening to
it's not newer, but it's like
from the 40s.
Yeah, like, my favorite one would probably be I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
That'll
you will be.
I will be. Exactly.
I'm thinking, when you said this Christmas, I'm thinking last Christmas, wasn't it?
Last Christmas I gave you. Not that one.
That's a
good
one. This Christmas?
Though. This Christmas, yeah. I'm doing it with the symphony.
All right. Well, I'll get schooled on it then.
I'll be looking forward
to that.
I'll teach you all about This Christmas that day.
Well, Chris, we are really looking forward to hearing you there.
Me too.
We're proud that you're here in our hometown. Thanks for all you do for us here in Pittsburgh. It's always good to see you. And we'll be celebrating Chris Jameson Day on
December
3rd.
There you
go. As well as coming to see you here at the Holiday Pops. Awesome. Cheers, my friend.
Sounds good.
Thanks
Cheers.
For chatting with us. And
happy
holidays.
Indeed.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.